Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, how a presence is traumatizing to a lot of you mofos.
Yeah.
They ain't ready though. The legends raised me.
Call me trauma, that's the lead that you got problems, problems. Call me trauma, that's the lead that you got problems, problems.
Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for conversations.
Hey, good evening from Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome to Conversations. Previously, Conversations with the Diva, now calling Rolling with the Diva. I'm Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host. We have two great people that are online. And actually, it'd be three. It's Queen Sylvie and her husband, Tim. Queen Sylvie is a comedian. We have Dr. Linda, who has a book, Success, and she'll talk about that. Hold on, let me get everybody online. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. 683. Hold on one second. I'm trying to work with my phone. Turn the volume on. Mm-hmm. There we go. Okay, can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask who's on what number so I'll know who I'm talking to. Who's 817-683?
Okay, this is Dr. Linda, Linda Mubarak.
Hi, Dr. Linda. Who's 817-602? I'm awesome. Who's 817-602?
That's me, Tim.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. 817-583.
One and only Queen Sylvie. How you doing?
Hi. All right. So tonight's show, we have Dr. Linda, we have Queen Sylvie, and we have Tim. We have an author, and we have a husband and wife team who I really, really, really wanted on the show because I think it's amazing that a husband and wife team can travel and can do so much and still stay married. That's just really amazing to me. So we're going to start off with Stations. The book is called Stations, Changing Your Life, Changing Your Career by Dr. Linda. So, Dr. Linda, tell us where you're originally from and how did you come about writing your book, Stations?
Okay, Sabrina, I'm from Texas. I'm a Texas native, born and bred right here in Texas. I graduated from high school here in Fort Worth, at Dunbar High School. Left, went into the military, stayed for a while, got married, came home, got divorced, and just kept on going from there. I decided to go back to school. I was probably late 20s, early 30s. I had been divorced then. My daughter was about 5. I decided to go to school at TCU. I used my GI Bill to go to school. And I decided that I wanted to become a teacher. So I was a teacher for about 37 years. I taught special ed and taught part-time at the college. I taught ESL classes there and worked a multitude of jobs. I have not always been a teacher. I used to work at Texas Instruments. I worked at the post office for almost 10 years. I was a mail clerk. So I've done quite a few jobs and a whole lot of part-time jobs.
Mm-hmm.
After I retired, my mother and, well, basically both of my parents started to lose their health about the same time. And after my father passed about a year and a half ago, I decided to write a book. I've always written, you know, and I just kind of kept it to myself. So I might show something to a friend or a coworker every now and then, but I just kind of tucked it away. And after my father passed, I said, okay, I've run out of excuses. You know, sometimes in life you put things on the back burner.
Right.
We all do that. And finally, I saw a friend of mine. Her name is Dorothy Calhoun. And saw her in a restaurant one day. She and I used to teach at the same school in Grand Prairie, Texas. And I said, Dorothy, did you ever do your book? She said, I've done four. And I said, wow. So I told her about my manuscript. She said, you need to do something with this. And the rest is history. I went ahead and I self-published. And it's a,
nice.
It's a book. It's a book of essays. It's about the different things that you go through in life. Different, I call them stations. Well, my grandmother called them stations. I named the book after her. She told me when I was a little kid, she said, Linda Faye, everybody is at a different station in life. Your station is not like your friends, your girlfriend, some guy that you've gone to school with. Theirs are not like yours. Do not compare. Do not be jealous. Everybody has to go through their own station in life. You cannot move out of one station to another until you finish the assignments that are in that particular station. If you don't get it right, you repeat it. In other words, Sabrina, you repeat it until you get it right. After you learn it, then you can move on. And so I thought about her when I was trying to decide. I said, I don't know what I'm going to name this, whatever this is that I'm doing. And I thought about what she told me when I was 5 years old. She said, you're everyone's at a different station. And,
right.
Never compare, because it's not going to ever be equal. Someone's going to be in front of you. Someone's going to be behind you. Someone will have more. Some will have less. And there is nothing you can do about it. You can't trade off. You got to do your station. Your friends have to do theirs. So that's where the name of the book came from. So it's been interesting. It's been interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? And I have to say I like that. Everybody's at a different station and different point in life. And me, I'm just stubborn. I don't complete the stations. I just jump to another one, and God just lets me go because he's like, I'm just going to ignore that child because she does her own thing. I just want to throw it in there because Queen Susie knows me. So I can make you laugh. But anyway.
Well, that's okay. That's okay.
Let me move on to the – I'm going to come back to you, so don't hang up. Let me move on to the queen of really funny, that's not me, who actually made this introduction. And I just want to say, on the air, Rolling with the Diva would not be a great show without all the referrals that Queen Sylvie gives me. That's why my show rocks so much. So I just want to put it out there. This wasn't – I didn't find you, Dr. Linda. Queen Sylvie did, and I appreciate her and her husband, Tim. Because she always messages me and gives me great leads. And she's a great, she's like the queen of networking. Not only is she the queen of comedy, she's the queen of networking. But with that, I want to go to Queen Sylvie and Tim. And I want you guys to just, you guys, whoever wants to talk or whoever is a spokesman or if you guys just want to both chime in, I think you're a fabulous husband. I call you guys a husband and wife team because you're on the road, you travel. So who wants to give the introduction about you guys and how you guys came about in getting into comedy and why you guys are so successful at being doing comedy but also a husband and wife team?
Wow, that's a deep question.
Man. I can go deep when I want to.
Okay, you know, yeah. Well, part of the luxury of it all is that we're both retired. That really helps. And we do spend 24 hours, 7 together, and it's interesting. Yeah, we don't really clash. It's unbelievable. Yeah, that's no BS whatsoever. We really don't clash. We have our moments, but we don't clash, and we collaborate so much. And we just brainstorm back and forth all the time. But, you know, how can we make little things that we do that much better? The nice thing about it is, you know, you got that partner right next to you.
Right.
Oh, I love hearing him talk. Continue, boo boo. Continue.
Go ahead, boo boo. Come on, baby.
Well, you know, yeah, well, we hit it off from day one when we first met. Yeah, it was an instant, yeah, we're going to get along just fine. Yeah, the first time that we ever met, yeah, it was obviously, yeah, we're going to get along just fine, not a problem.
He's following the script real good, ain't he, Dad?
Yes, he is. He gets kudos. He's at a station, and he knows his station, okay?
That's
right.
But part of it is too, you know, is the teamwork aspect. You know, we each have our individual roles and responsibilities, and you know, and part of that responsibility is obviously doing what you're supposed to be doing to make, you know, your radio show or your comedy, whatever it may be, you know, your books that much better, and you know, having also, you know, the responsibility to know that other person in your life or whoever you're going into this endeavor with, you know, you can depend upon them to, you know, hold their end up too. And I mean, it's great.
Well, I gotta make him dinner now.
He done said the right thing.
Oh, well. Thank God, she's a man. So, would you guys agree that Dr. Linda's book on stations, you know, that it, what do you think about that? Because I think it applies a lot to you guys, because you guys are way ahead of the rest of us. You guys are in retirement. Your past
says retirement. I don't say retirement because I grind and work every day. So, you know,
okay.
It is in a sense the retirement, whereas too I can go out and party and don't have to worry about getting up and clocking in at a certain time. In that respect, yeah. But listen, every day trying to continue to make a difference, which is my number one goal. And please still be still.
What would you guys say, and Dr. Linda, chime in on this, for a person to have a successful life, because I get a lot of questions from people when I'm at work, or even when I get emails from people on the radio or Twitter, is that how do you measure success in your personal life?
I've never been I'm a very simple person, Sabrina. I've never required a whole lot. I'm not now. Everybody's not like that. I understand that. We live in a world now where people have big egos. It takes a whole lot. They want the big everything. I've never been that way. I'm okay if I can pay my bills. I guess I was just taught that way. My mother told me once before she passed I was too simple for my own good. She was probably, that's why I had my head bumped so many times in life. She said sometimes you need to be a little bit more aggressive. I was never an aggressive kid. You know, the pushy,
mm-hmm.
Look at me, gotta have it. I need it all. I was never like that. I think everybody needs something different in life to be happy. I'm okay with the simple stuff, you know. I have a friend who gets upset if you do not call her doctor. I don't care if you call me doctor or not. I've got the student loan to prove that I am. I'm still paying on it, so I don't care. But everybody's not like that. I think success depends on what is required for each person. I would like to have a simple life. At my age, it's the best thing that you can ask for in life is good health. When the health goes, everything goes. Everything goes, you know, when the health goes. I think good health, and I think you have to have a point in your life when you know when something is enough, when you have enough of something, and I know that we live in a world now where this is much more and more and bigger, and the competition is tough. Everybody's competing, and I know that's the way of life, but you need to find out, you need to know what it is about yourself that keeps you happy and keeps you at peace, and know that sometimes in life the best success you can have is to be healthy, have a strong family foundation, you know, if you can find that. Families are not mm-hmm. like they used to be. I like traveling. I can start traveling more since my father has passed on, but for me it's been traveling, having good health, because you can't buy that with money, and knowing that the simple things in life are the things that are going to make sense in the end. All of the other stuff in the end, it won't count. I know too many people who live in houses much, much bigger than mine. They make six-figure salaries, and these people are miserable. They are miserable. They thought that they thought that was what they needed or what they wanted, and then when they got it, something else was missing. So I think to truly be happy, you need to know what you need, and you need to know when enough is enough. Sometimes, and like I said, some people require more than others.
Yep.
I'm just a pitiful, simple person. That's all I can say. Sounds like I'm apologizing for myself.
You're not pitiful. You're awesome. Sylvie, and Tim, what do you guys think? How would you answer that?
Good morning. Linda's book. This book is what
Sylvia,
a lot of
people. You're breaking up.
You're breaking up really bad.
You're breaking up.
Why am I breaking up? We're not even sitting near you, Tim. I don't know.
Oh,
I can't
explain. Yeah, that's better.
I'm not on any speaker.
No, that's much better. That's much better.
Is it better?
Yeah.
You know, success. You know, what's interesting is I like to measure success by able to achieve my little mini goals towards my main objective. So if I can achieve those mini goals, I know that I'm making some progress, and that success will motivate me to keep going, even though every once in a while we'll get pushed a couple steps back. We all know that one, right? But, hey, you know, success, I think.
Mini goals.
You know, as you know, Dr. Linda, maybe I'm an author, but I'd really like to become a top 10 selling author. But boy, it'd be great to get my foot in the door children's book so people get to know my name. Mini goal, something like that. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So, putting on that bottle. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's just my logic. That's the way I apply my logic and get the things done. You know, one thing at a time, hopefully all stepping in the right direction.
Hold on a second. Before I go to thanking the people who helped sponsor the show, I'd like you guys all to go around and tell everybody what are your social media links and where can they find you. We'll do a thank you for all the sponsors, and then we'll come back to questions. Go ahead. Let's start with Queen Sylvie and then Dr. Linda and Tim.
You can follow Queen Sylvie on Facebook and Instagram at Queen Sylvie or Sylvie Starks. You can catch the multi-award winning The Queen Sylvie Show every Tuesday on Fishbowl Radio Network. That's from 11 to 1 Central Standard Time. And you can log on with no download required at www.fbrn.us. No, I'm not giving my phone number. No, you can't have my social security number.
Just kidding.
You can just Google me.
Okay. You can find me at Linda Jones Mubarak on Facebook, or you can find me on Stations. I have a page called Stations that's dedicated to the book, and sometimes I rambled on that I shouldn't be rambling on when I start thinking about stuff, but it's supposed to be dedicated to the book. Thanks to Queen Sylvie and Tim, I am now part of the Fishbowl Radio
Yay!
Network and have a show called The Author's Lounge. And
nice!
We are talking to – it's dedicated to writing and authors only. Everything that has to do with a book from the beginning to the end. If you've been sitting on a manuscript for 25 years, you can drag it out and talk to us about it. And we're going to have some best-selling authors on there and then some people who are struggling just trying to get through the process. And I'm really excited about that. They put me back to work, and that's what I probably needed to do. And it keeps you busy. I mean, we have to hustle and find people and find things and see if we're going to put them in categories, whether we're going to do holistic medicine this week and Christian fiction or erotica the next week. And so it keeps you going. So, and we're going to be talking to people who write in all categories, people who you may think may be a little bit underground. That's okay. We're going to be talking to them too. But I also have a website. It's LindaMubarak.com, LYNDA, Mubarak,
nice.
MUB, ARAK.com. That's my website for the book station. But and you can buy it on at Amazon.com or at Barnes and Noble. And this is different. It's different for me. This has changed my whole life in the last 3 weeks, and it was a good change. But to me, it was like a blessing and an opportunity all rolled up in one.
We're gonna, Dr. Linda, we're gonna come right back to you. We just want to do where they can find us, and then we're gonna go back to questions and talk more. Tim, where can we find you?
You can find Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tim McGiffin. I don't have a website because I don't do comedy because I'm not that. I'm really not that funny until you start looking maybe at my checkbook or credit report.
Oh, my God. you can
give me at www.queensylviecomedy.com. We both share that email. So if you want to contact either one of us, that's a good.
All right. If you want to follow the Diva, you can follow me at www.sabrinathediva.com. I'm on Twitter at Diva 2, Facebook, and Flipboard too. I'll talk to you guys about social media and, in a couple of weeks, and all the different links and why they're important in their own entity. February 1st through 7th, I will be in Chicago, so it'll be a fun time, and I'll be doing lots and lots of interviews and talking a lot to different people. I'm talking again to my favorite fashion designer, Mark Roscoe, and jewelry designer, Valerie Medic. So just tune in for that. I want to thank you to Volante Grant, WBDN Media, out of Chicago, Illinois. You'll notice in the next couple of months I'll be getting into different ventures and doing a lot of different things. No, I'm not on drugs. No, I'm not psychotic. And no, I do sleep people. So don't people send me emails and ask me why I do so many things, because that's just me, because I do have a little bit of ADHD, and I just don't take medicine. I just do it through, you know, doing a whole bunch of activities. But moving on, we'd also like to thank Next Level Fitness and Tennis host Danny Bongiorno. He's been my trainer for a long, long time. And then in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about sports medicine, motivation. Dr. Linda brought up a good point, how she, talking to Queen Sylvia, got her back into working and career changes. And I'm going to talk to you guys about fitness, and not just fitness, but what does fitness do for your mind, your body, your spirit, and how it keeps you from killing people who annoy you. So I just want to say that. Okay, moving on.
Amen.
We don't really need that in about 2 weeks, so.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying, because you know what? People ask me, I always get this question, you know, you're old, why do you go to the gym? For questions like that, and I lift weights so I don't have to smack you, because you ask stupid questions like that and make comments like that. You're old, why do you go to the gym? So, yeah, but I do love going to the gym. But we're going to talk about and all of the aspects of it in holistic medicine. I'm doing a full circle of working with different trainers and everything for my body. I have to come to say, and I'm going to be doing a section on pain management. And a lot of people don't know, mm-hmm. but you guys will know that I have suffered in pain for the last 15 years and never complained. I just took the pain. But about 2 weeks ago, it took me down so much that I had to give into it. And I went to a myofascia adjuster, and he's 90. One of 90 in the continental United States, and 2 weeks ago was the first time I slept without any pain in 15 years. So sometimes,
what was the name of this?
Huh?
A what adjuster? What kind of adjuster?
It's called a myofascia. Mal is adjustment, and fascia is tissues and tendons.
Hmm.
And I'm going to talk about that because I come from that. I found out a lot of people do live in pain. And they don't know what else they can do.
Yeah, they do. A lot of people live in pain. A lot of meds too. Yeah,
and I never would take the pain. I'm on the pain medicines right now to help me a little bit, but I was not taking any pain meds. I was just living with the pain going to work. But you know what I've learned? It caused more problems with that. But you know, one of the things I'm going to be talking about that. So those are our little announcements and And I'll be putting out emails and all kinds of stuff, asking people to chime in if they have pain, because there's a lot of different things you can do. I'm doing weight training, yoga, swimming, and getting adjusted on a weekly basis, and it has helped in the last 2 weeks. I feel different, and I think different, and I sleep different. So I thought that was interesting. You know, you
good
just,
for you.
And I think, yeah, it's just, it's amazing. So with those announcements, we're going to get back to Rolling with the Diva. We have on tonight with us Dr. Linda. We have Queen Sylvie, and her husband, Tim, who I just think they're just like the greatest little power couple ever. And I just looked on their picture one day, and I just said, you know what, they make a good power couple, they're successful. And I always hear people that say, you know, I can't work with my spouse, I could never. So I just wanted them on, so when people do listen to the seat, that they know that it is possible. So let's get
it's
back
very
to,
possible.
It is. It really is. Me, I can't work with my ex because you can't work with Satan. So, you know, sometimes it's just, yeah. I'm sorry. Am I cracking you up?
Yes. Hey, it is what it is, right?
You can tell part of the secret. I mean, part of the secret.
You just can't work with Satan, you know. And I did my due diligence in life, and I did my missionary work, and I married Satan for 18 years, and then God allowed me out of it. That's my personal belief. I'm sure my ex would have a different take on it, but he's not on here to tell his side, because there is no side when you're married to Satan. But anyway, moving on. Okay, let me stop. Okay, you know what?
Be nice, Sabrina. Be nice, Sabrina. Don't ramble like me. Don't ramble. Just keep going.
Let it loose, Sabrina. Let it loose, girl.
I do like to say that I'm not married to Papa Smurf no more, and I'll let that go. Now, moving on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, we can let it go. Back to... One of the things, another question a person had was, what does it take, the person I'm talking to, she wants to go into modeling. Another person wants to do the Olympics for next upcoming Olympics. And they were like, what does it take for you to stay on track with your life? And what things have worked for you guys to stay motivated and living your passion? Because I really believe people live their passion. You either live your passion or you live in a world that you're just making it. Do you guys see the difference?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah.
It's a matter of prioritize as well, you know, and effort in everything that you do is part of your staying focused. I mean, every day, you know, workout is important because you have to take care of yourself because, you know, sometimes you can let your family and those around you run you ruin. And lose focus on what you need to do for yourself and for your own career. Oh, they'll family especially. What it is. But yeah, you know, I left Toledo. I left Ohio because of family. You know, on a serious tip, they were driving me crazy because I am that type of person to be there and to make a difference and they call you for everything and it's hard to say no, but I had to break away from that because it started affecting me like my blood pressure.
It will. They will burn you out. One thing that Sylvie is saying that struck a nerve with me, and this is true, Sylvie, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
In every family there's an it. I discovered this about 10 years ago. Every family has an it. If they don't do it, it won't get done, but they burn you out because a lot of times they will sit back and allow you. They know what you're going to do. You go into automatic and you do it. But after you do that so many times, there's nothing left of you. There's nothing left.
There's nothing left.
And if you don't go ahead and do some of the things that you want to do or go ahead and try some of those things you've had in the back of your mind and you keep putting yourself on the back burner, as you grow older, I've seen this happen, Sylvie. As you grow older, you get angry. You get mad. I've seen women do that. All of a sudden, they will do it. They'll do it to you.
Oh, yeah.
They will.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I had to break away. You know, I've raised my children and I was not done doing the things that I wanted to do, which was comedy incorporated into that, you know. So I was able to do that and still make a difference in many ways. And what Tim and myself come about is actually really kind of, you know, the way it was supposed to be. I was supposed to have went through my failed marriages and learning my lessons, bumping my head, and the same is for him. And once we come together, we already come equipped and ready with our experience and knowing what is and not. And besides that, the main thing is this, women is always right, damn it.
Right. Amen. Tim, what do you have to say to that?
You know, I was, she's 100% correct. No, I was sitting there thinking, I was going to share a story when they was you sitting there talking about a girl that wanted to model and somebody that wanted to be an Olympian, yes?
Yes.
And I was going to share a quick story about a little kid that I grew up with. And he had some physical issues and tried to keep up in sports, but couldn't really keep up in sports. So anyhow, he had that pretty decent ice skating. So his parents decided to send him to Colorado to this ice skating school that they have there for Olympians and all that. And they couldn't afford him any longer, so he had to come back to town. He was there, I don't know, 3 years, and then finally came back, and we reacquainted again. But anyhow, he kept pursuing this because he wanted that drive and motivation. That's what I said, achieving goals, sometimes the mini goals, you're going to get set back. But if you keep that drive and motivation, well, he ended up being Olympic champion and being world champion.
Wow.
Wow.
Who was
my friend?
Silly knows him.
He's my friend now, yeah. Scott Hamilton.
Shut up!
I was thinking about Scott.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, his parents struggled very, very. His mom and dad were professors at the university in town. And they had good jobs, but it was still very, very expensive for them, and they couldn't afford it. But it was still a passion, and he loved what he wanted. He loved it. And he's like, I'm not going to let this set me back, and I'm going to keep trying to do it. Well, it paid off.
Yeah, it did. Big time for him. Big time. Yeah.
Yeah, but people don't
know
all the setbacks.
That's freaking amazing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's drive. I would never look at that young man and say, I mean, I know he's older, but not ever think he had any setbacks or any, wow. Now, that's an amazing story.
The cancers, yeah. He had several about the brain cancer.
Brain cancer, yeah. I remember that, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, he's a person that inspires me, always has. Yeah, I'm not going to let anything get me down.
Right, right.
Wow.
And
that's
bringing
in my motivation.
Yeah, you have to keep going.
So I say to everybody, Sabrina, you know, authors, comedians, you know, if you dream, go for it. Come on.
Expect
to be set back. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Sabrina.
Okay. Yes.
I just want to tell you that you are my motivation on the real. Whenever I look on Facebook and see you talking about the workout you just done or the mountain you just climbed, I'm like, damn, that motivates me. And I'm going to tell you on the real what I do because I'm such a germaphobic. I don't like going into the weight rooms and things like that. So I go and grab a can of corn, a can of green beans, girl, and I turn on the music and I use them green beans like they're weights in my hand and start dancing and doing my exercise with that there. I swear to God, I take the shower curtain rod and use that there. Oh, you know how you go up and down on your shoulder? Your
neck.
Yeah.
It works.
I swear to God, I do. I got it on.
That's awesome.
It's on Facebook. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look for that because you know what? That is awesome because I was telling somebody, they tell me they travel a lot. And I said, okay, in a room, you can go to any room in a hotel and they have water bottles that are the same size. You can use those water bottles, walk in place, watching a video.
Mm-hmm.
You can even cardio, sitting in a chair at your desk. As long as you're getting in 15 minutes a day, I say start with 15 minutes a day, three times a week. You know, that's all you need. I mean, thank you for that.
Listen, in the projects, they give you all these free telephone books. I kid you not, I duct tape a whole bunch of telephone books together, girl, and that's my stair step. And I jump up and down and do my exercise on it.
Oh, that's good. I like that one. I like that. I got to remember that one.
Okay, you know what? I didn't stop. Can you give us, you know, Mrs. Comedy Lady, that was funny. Okay, I'm going to picture the telephone books now. Why don't you do a little bit of comedy and show everybody why I love you so much? Because you are funny.
I will not. No, I will not do any comedy. Yes, I will. No, I won't. There you go. That's it. Just clap, ladies and gentlemen. No, Sabrina, you put me on the spot with that, but, you know, I do want to just make one statement, and I know it's true. If anybody that has children, they will agree with me that they are so glad that the gift-giving part of Christmas is over. Can
Amen.
You understand that? With
yeah.
all the things that kids want, with it is. And I knew, I'm going to tell you like this, I knew that my grandkids was going to come at me with a big old lavish Christmas dinner. Oh, yes, which is why this past summer, I put their ass to work at 6 car washes, 5 bake sales, and 3 Kool-Aid stands to help pay for some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't hate on me because you know what? I've created 3 entrepreneurs, baby.
That's good.
Hey,
that's great.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. They bought their own Christmas presents.
Oh, yes. And
that's
you know
wonderful.
What? Actually, I let my children do like my mama did. I let them help wrap the Christmas gifts because I keep it real. A lot of parents these days need to stop lying. If anybody needs a New Year's resolution, it's to stop lying to your kids because you always tell your kids, if you lie, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap. Well, what are we going to
mm-hmm.
do with some of you parents? Because on the real, there is no damn Santa Claus. You know it ain't. And I'm going to ask
yep.
you this. Is you ever in your life seen a black Santa in a white neighborhood going down the chimney? Hell no. He wouldn't live to tell a story. You know that. Come on now.
Nope.
And it ain't no.
And my father, my father told me before he passed, he said, you know, Linda Faye, the reason sometimes you all have such a hard time finding gifts for your kids on special days like birthdays and Christmas, he said, you bought everything all the way through the year. He said, why do you all do this? And what it is, you trap yourself into these things. It's like one thing after another. By the time Christmas comes or a special day comes like a birthday, parents have ruined the kids. They've got it all. I mean, what do you give a kid that's got it all? And like she said, you need to teach them how to fend for themselves. This is how we do it. You need to learn how to make a living, and you need to learn it as soon as possible because the world is not going to cut you in its slack. It's not.
That's right. It's comedy, but it's real because, I mean, you have never in your life seen a white Santa go into no hood, never, unless he's coming to give you a subpoena or a damn bill. Come on, shut off, notice.
Yep.
Let's keep it real. So stop
yep.
lying to your kids. When they get
mm-hmm.
all of this lavish thing, some of these kids have no idea how hard parents have to work to get those kids. Some of these parents take out loans. Some of these parents sell weed. They do whatever they got to do to make sure them kids got them gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Let me share a story with you guys on kids, and it's a positive because I was with my son today, Eli, and he's my oldest. He's 19, and he was telling me because one of our friends stayed with us for Christmas. And on Christmas morning, it was just like a usual day. I got off work at 6 a.m. because I pulled 16-hour shifts on Saturday. I start at 2 p.m. and go to 6 a.m. on Sunday. I came home,
wow.
went to sleep. And my son says, my friend says to him, you know, what do you guys do for Christmas? And my son says, Christmas? We have Christmas all year long. My mom gets us great things. She takes
that is great.
She does great things
mm-hmm.
for us. He's like, well, aren't you sad that you don't have a present? And my son was telling me today, he said this. He told him, you know what, dude? And he said it just like that. I'm talking just like my son. You know what, dude? We've been through hard times where we barely had anything, and we've been through great times where we had everything in the kitchen sink and everything that goes with it. But you know what? I'm just grateful. And he said, I was just grateful I have a bed to sleep in, that my mom takes care of us, and that she loves us a lot. That meant the world
yep.
to hear my son
well,
say
that.
Well,
if you could get for Christmas, isn't it?
Shout
they
out get, to Eli.
You know, we don't teach it. I don't put up a tree. I don't do anything because I told my kids a long time ago, and there's something for that, too. I told them a long time ago, it's easier. You get more presents after Christmas because if you wait till January 20th, all the stores have – because I used to work in retail. All the stores have their white sales, and everything goes at 75% off. They drop because
right.
they want the books clear. And then for your birthdays, we could do this, this, and this, and everything. But why wait till Christmas when we mark everything up in retail? So my kids have had the Christmases where they know, you know what, we just have food. And that's all we could do for this year. But they, but life
you know,
is
I
really
am,
and
they, I
and
think
I'm really
that, you know, I cannot stand the commercialization of Christmas. I think it this takes so away. There's so many children out there that have no idea what it's about except presents.
Mm-mm. They don't know. It's a joke. It's a big
it is a
joke.
That's the thing that bothers me the most.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know,
well, you know
what?
Let me. I'm sorry, but you know what? I just got to tell you. Christmas is just like New Year's resolution in a sense where society builds it up. You can do a New Year's resolution any day.
Mm-hmm.
You can make
yes.
yourself better any
yep.
day. You don't have to wait till it's that time of the year. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
you know, we got way off from talking from one thing to another, but that's what it is like. I have a lot to say.
Well, no, actually, we didn't. It's, we're talking about success. So, I think that success measured as a parent is what my son said to me, is that, you know what, Mom, you've always taught us that in life that you work for what you want. And my sons have to earn their stuff. It's not given to them. So success, this show is really the title. The book is success. And, I mean, and to me, success is just what you make it. And you're successful if your 19-year-old can say to you, I appreciated Christmas where I just was playing my game and I had a warm bed to sleep in. Could I have given them $600 or $700 and stuff? Oh yeah, but I didn't because you get great stuff year round. So the bottom point is,
I guess
I'm looking at is how successful are you? And as Dr. Linda said, she's a simple person. I get called simple all the time, Dr. Linda, and that's going to be my new license plate because you know what? I would rather be called simple than in. And Tim and Queen Sylvia, to me, have the greatest life. And to me, it's the most simplest life. They have their motorhome. They travel. They don't have to pay rent or anything.
Mm-hmm.
When you live great. So to me, I want somebody to call me simple every day because people laugh because they say, what are you doing? What do you do in your day off? I watch DVDs and enjoy myself. Well, you could be doing this and this. No, I lead a simple life. I work a hard job, and I'm a mom. But I just love doing what I do. And sometimes I sleep because sleeping doesn't cost money. And I'll be damned if I'm going to give up all my money.
Right.
After I work for it. So I'm like, no. I mean, but traveling, you know what, Dr. Linda, you said something to me that was really important. And I don't think mm-hmm. people realize it's the point of success. And Tim and Sylvia live this because they get to travel to different places in the motorhome,
right.
even though they're doing comedy, when you can get to a point where you can start seeing the world and
yes,
seeing things
yes.
around you in other states, you're leading one of the best successful lives that is because
mm-hmm.
there's so much
mm-hmm.
to offer out there and an opportunity to meet people and talk to people. And Dr. Linda, we'll have to get together because and Queen Sylvia will tell you, because one day she had to have a talk with me about my health, and since then I've been a traveling fool. I mean, you can see me
on the road.
I mean, people, where are you, Sabrina? I'm in Florida, or I'm in California, or I'm like
Utah.
You know, so
I'm in Salt Lake City.
yes, I am. So, and I'm a traveling fool. I don't really care. So, I mean, but the thing is, you have to being simple to me. Is the most successful thing that somebody can say. So I'd rather be called simple any day than I'm so stressed out with my life that I'm calling up Sabrina to have her help me figure it out. That's what I tell people. Don't call me. Just
right.
have to figure out your life. You need to lead. And I tell people, I lead a simple life. I really do. I mean, I was the other day, my car dealer called me up and told me my 2012 car, they can give me more than what it's worth because it's a valuable car. And I'm like, no, I don't need another car payment. I mean, joking everything about that I need a big SUV, but I really don't. I need to keep
right.
myself in my car and be a happy person. And so
right.
I just, this show was based on success. And success is how you view yourself successful. Maybe some people don't want to travel. Maybe some people just want to be maybe you want to be a stay-at-home mom and that's success for you, or a stay-at-home dad, or maybe you want to, you know, maybe you want to be the president of the United States. Hell, now anybody can be president of the United States for these days. I'm just saying. That's a whole other show. That's a whole other show. But But I'm just saying, I don't know. But the thing is, you have to define your success, and you have to find your station in life, and your station has to be combined with your passion in order to live your life. Because if you don't have a station and you don't have a passion, then you're not really living. You're just going through the grind, and you're not, you don't really have a focus, and you're going to get up and you're just going to be upset because you don't know what you're there for. Because every day I get up and say, hey, I'm happy with my life. I have
Me
the best
too.
Job. I work with the best kids, and I have some of the best coworkers in the world. But you know what? I love my job. Going on, it's 36 years doing social service, and I love it. And there's not a day that I don't get up and say I love it. Is it a tiring job? Is it hard work? Oh yeah, it is. But you know, it's the best job. So if you can't get up and say I have the best job in the world, you better change your station, change your life, and you better get on to
That's
where you
right.
need to do.
You know,
yeah,
the key element, what you said, the key element of what you said is you love what you're doing. And if you don't love what you're doing, you're not going to be successful.
That's right.
No.
Yep.
No. And I have a friend that told me years ago, she said, Linda, sometimes maybe you think the grass is greener, but it's just as hard to mow. So, I have a friend, I've known her for years. She's very sharp, very intelligent, but she's easily distracted. If it's a dollar more, she's good. She's gone. If the status is, there's a title involved, she's running over there. And finally, one day, I told her, I said, you need to just quit. You need to get some people. What I'm learning too, because we are pulled by so much information from technology, we are easily distracted. I learned that too from teaching special ed.
Some people never
settle down because everything grabs their attention. You have to learn how to block it out, ignore it, and you have to stay focused. You have to be grounded.
Well,
if
some
not,
of it is a cover-up, too, though.
Oh, it is. It is. And they run from thing to thing to thing. I'm going to do this. I'm going to open up this business. No, stop. Stop.
Priorities.
And another thing I've noticed about people that are not really successful, I don't know if my grandmother told me this. I don't know. Sylvia, you or Sabrina Tim may have heard this. Be very careful about people. As soon as you start talking to them, every conversation is about money. There's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
I have a lady I had to cut out of my life. She was good, but every time she would call me, we would start talking, and every conversation would lead into money, and finally – something clicking. I said, you know what, there's something wrong with this. There's something wrong with this. I got a granddaughter I had to talk to about that about 2 weeks ago. I said, when you call me, I sound like Sylvie now. When you call me, the next time you call me, let's talk about some other stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because if they find out that you will do what they want you to do, they burn you out again. They do. And again, we're back on the relatives thing, back, you know, the kinfolk.
Yeah, but it's true, though.
Yeah, yeah. Every call is about money. That's no good. That's no good. You have to be grounded in other things. I know everybody's trying to make it. Everybody's trying to meet the bills, do what you got to do. But if you're just pushing all the time and you're not grounded, you know, by anything else, you are miserable. And you make everybody else miserable because that's all you talk about is money. That's all. That's no good. That's a bad sign. That's a bad signal. A bad signal.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know what, guys? We have come toward the end of the show. I am blessed to have each of you guys on. I really, really appreciate you guys for taking the time to talk to me. It's a blessing and an honor. I don't take this lightly because I know you guys are ahead of time than me. It's 10:48 and 11:48. Well, it's actually 11:48 in Texas, I think. And I appreciate you guys taking the time to talk to me. I know you guys have, you're doing awesome things. Keep us informed. Drop in whenever you like to just say hi. I will put a link out for this as soon as the show stops recording. I pray blessings and honor and 10 times of success for you guys this coming year. And Dr. Linda, I'm really anxious to hear your show. I've heard Queen Sylvia and Kim, and keep us out there. I will continue to promote you. You know, doesn't matter if you're a different radio than me. The fact is, networking is networking, and sharing is caring, and that's how
it
I
is.
Sharing is caring. My coworkers always say that because I bring in good food. They always say sharing is caring. So I'm like, one of these days I'm going to bill you guys for food. I bring.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah, you got to go from Starbucks to Dollar Tree real quick.
Yeah. You know what? That is sad. You know what? Stop it. Okay.
Yeah, y'all done. That's it.
Hey, I like Dollar Tree, but I love Starbucks. You know,
I just have to say,
you know what? I finished all the challenges for the Starbucks thing, so I'm hoping that now I'll be winning Starbucks for life because I'm at Starbucks. Today I was at Starbucks 3 times. I love Starbucks. I really do.
Wow.
Why do you work overtime?
From Dollar Tree.
Really, Tim? Sylvia can come back. Say that again. Dollar Tree is not an option for coffee.
I like Dollar Tree.
The coffee doesn't do me any good. I tell you, I tried this with all kinds of coffee stores, McDonald's, Jack in the Box, Coffee Bean. There's nothing like Starbucks. You know what? It's a black crack. That's all I have to say.
It's
the Krispy Kreme of coffee. It's the Krispy Kreme of coffee.
Well, I'm not mad at you none whatsoever. You show me a candy bar, and I'm liable to give you my title to the car. I mean, I'm a chocolate-holic.
Okay, because I'm like, I just love Starbucks. And people be trying to bring me coffee. I'm like, this ain't Starbucks. Don't be lying. Even with a blindfold, I can tell you it's Starbucks now. So people need to stop. But I want to thank you for being on Rolling with the Diva. And also, this is my public announcement that I always say at the end of all my shows. I know that mental health is a serious thing. I know people suffer with it. I know people don't want to go and seek help. And I know my people, and I always say my people because – Hispanics and Blacks and Asian people, I mean, first people to deny that they have any issues, and you know you have that Uncle Tom or Aunt Susie who continues to do the same crazy thing at every holiday. Nobody wants to invite her, but nobody wants to tell her the truth. So you guys need to call somebody in your state for that relative, and you could either get free or low on a paying scale counseling for people, because you know what, at the end of the day, not saying everybody needs medicine, but depression is real. I do take medication for depression because I've been diagnosed with it, but you know what, now I do better in life because of it, and I'm not ashamed to say it, because you know what, we all have something we struggle with, and I'm real about it because I know that sometimes depression can lead into suicide, and suicide for the holidays is a big thing. We're into a new year, but it is real. So people really need to understand it. Getting help for people can actually prevent some deep family scarring and deep family drama. And sometimes just helping them. And then the last thing I want to say to people is smile. Always smile at somebody when you're passing them, because you never know how they're helping. I always smile at everybody because I just love to talk to people. And I smile at people so they like want to talk to me. I think it's just so cool when people tell me their life story, because everybody wants to tell me their life story. And I've accepted the fact over a year ago that that's what God has me on this earth for, is to listen to people, and I just do. And so I was in Starbucks as usual. I smiled to the lady. She was sitting there. She came over and talked to me, and she was just telling me, hey, you know what, my kids are grown. I'm an empty nester. My husband works in the military. I'm really struggling with just being by myself. You know, I was able to hook her up with a couple of groups like that are on the meetup. And now and so, you know, just talk to people. Smile at people. Because you know what? You can be the last person that smiles at them. And sometimes that does. And I'm going to tell you honestly, that might prevent somebody from killing themselves. So suicide, depression, those are things all real. I'm not ending on a somber I know people don't like when I say that because I've had people tell me they don't like how I end the show, but then you can always get your own Blog Talk Radio show and end it how you want.
I know, that's right.
Sabrina, I'm an ex-special education teacher, so I already know what you're talking about. The medications, the ups, you know, and the downs, the counseling, I already know. A lot of people don't want to deal with it. It is the
That's
to
right.
me, besides cancer and Alzheimer's, to me, it is the number one condition in this country that is stigmatized and it's pushed back. Nobody wants to deal with it. It's alive and well in this country. It is, and it's in every family.
Keep it real. I think 99. Let's keep it real. 99.9% of us are crazy one way or the other.
Yes.
Amen, Tim. Amen. And that's the truth. You know what?
We need to have another show, Sabrina, on mental illness. We need to have another show on mental illness.
We actually are going to do it.
I could go on forever about that one. Okay.
I know that's right.
Yeah. Okay.
No, we really are.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And that's why I'm really honest about mental illness. And about me taking medication and me getting, and all of the key things that can help you, exercise, eating right, because it's a whole gamut of things. So I just want to put that out there because, and I say it on every show and have been saying it on every show. Sylvia, I count, I've done 134 shows. So
good for you. Way to go. Yeah.
Oh, that
so
is nice.
Yeah, so I just want people to know you can't. It's something that can be treated.
Amen.
But with that, I just want to also end with my favorite verse, Jeremiah 20:11, that God knows the plans He has for you to prosper you, not harm for you, and to give you a hope and a future. And you are valuable to me. You're valuable to everybody else. Smile and have a great evening, and know that you are worthy of everybody's love. And I thank
motivate,
you all
girl.
For all everybody's love. Even mine.
Thank
even
you.
Mine.
Thank you.
If you guys,
you know, motivated me.
I motivated you.
I'm ready to grab these green beans and corn right now and work it out before I go to bed.
You know what? I'm going to need you to, like, stop with the green beans and corn. But, however, ladies and gentlemen, no, seriously, though, she made me joke with green beans and corn. She's really not. But that's an even
hand
weight. That's how you... You could actually tone your muscles and build muscles with that. Weights don't have to be heavy to be able to build and lose weight and look good and tone and stay toned. I just want you guys to know that. I had this conversation with somebody today who I almost beat up, but in the name of Jesus, I said I stopped being a Medea for a week. So I didn't beat
Girl,
up.
Girl, duct tape and a can to
you.
You
will find that I am very crazy. I say things that just come right out of my mouth. Yeah.
You know what? You can tell them to start by getting that remote out of their hand and getting up and just walk a block.
Yes.
And there's a good start.
Yeah. Get off the couch. Get off the couch.
Get off the couch.
With that being said, we're signing off with Rolling with the Divas. You guys have a nice week. Be blessed. You guys stay safe. And you know what? It is an amazing life. Good night,
yes,
you guys.
It is. Thank you.
Good night, Sabrina. Good night, Sylvia and Tim. Good night, Sabrina.
Good night. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And that is Conversations with the Diva with Sabrina Williams going off live in Las Vegas. It is January 10th. It was a great show with Dr. Linda. And Sylvie, you know, and Queen Sylvie and her husband, we are blessed to live on this earth, you guys. You guys should just really remember what you're here for. Why? Think about what you are here for and the plans that God has for you. We're all individually made, and we all individually do things different. My life is not your life. My station is not your station, as Dr. Linda said, and as Queen Sylvie said, you know what? You have to do you, okay? Do that. Do you, be you, and be happy with this. We're going to have a song, and then we're going to go off the air.
I got a brand new fitted, fresh white with my brim sitting low. I got a brand new fitted.
Yeah, man, I'm so fresh. Yeah, I'm so fresh. So I'm fresh to death. Yeah, I'm so fresh, man, I'm so fresh. Yeah, I'm so fresh, yo, I'm fresh to death. Hey, yo, I'm riding in my new whip, cause I'm on some new shit. You ain't ready for what I got, so who the fuck is you, kid? Yeah, I'm on my two shit, you see who holds the juice, kid. So sick with it, yo, I'm a fucking nuisance. Amy Winehouse, I say no to institutions. A problem for you, you can see precious I'm in. Yo, in shop world with DJ Roots, taking selfies in the bins.